If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business, especially in today's economy. But over 31,000 businesses do know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, September 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Over the past year, consumers have been facing some of their steepest electricity bills in recent memory. Rates are up an average of more than 15%. And as autumn arrives and winter isn't far behind, don't expect much relief from the cost of heating your home or turning on the lights.
Customers should expect to see at least some increase in the amount they're paying for electricity, as well as natural gas, this winter.
On today's show, we'll talk with our energy and utilities reporter, Catherine Blunt, about what's driving prices higher and what utility companies are doing to try to keep rates down. That's after the break.
From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
With inflation near 40-year highs, everyone's personal finances have taken a beating so far this year. But experts warn that electricity and natural gas costs could continue rising this winter, putting a tighter squeeze on our ability to make ends meet. So why is that happening, and how can consumers prepare? Catherine Blunt covers utilities in the energy sector for the WSJ, and she joins us with more. Hey, Catherine, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You know, Catherine, it seems every day we open the mail and our bills keep going higher and higher. The government said electricity in August climbed 15.8% over the same month a year ago, and it was the biggest 12-month increase since 1981. What's going on here?
Yeah, so the primary challenge is that natural gas prices have risen very significantly in the last year. This is largely as a result of a few different things, but most significantly, perhaps, the situation in Europe. Europe has been working very hard to reduce its reliance on Russian supplies, and we have been exporting more gas abroad as a result. We've also seen a run-up in the cost of fuels used to produce electricity other than natural gas, including oil and coal. And so really, it's a problem with fuel costs across the board.
You mentioned that natural gas is a big factor here, but you've been with us before talking about how natural gas is plentiful in the U.S. Wouldn't that supply help to bring electricity bills down?
Yeah, so supplies haven't been as abundant lately. Shale producers went through a pretty tough period in which they weren't producing the sorts of returns that Wall Street wanted to see. So they scaled back on that production. And now, even as demand has ramped up so significantly, many of them have had a problem responding as quickly as needed to shore up some of the supplies. And at the same time, as I mentioned, we are sending more gas abroad to help alleviate the situation in Europe. So that's creating a pretty tight market here for natural gas.
Okay, but are these higher prices being seen everywhere? Where in the U.S. are people seeing electricity bills rise the most?
Yeah, so to some extent, these challenges are being felt everywhere, but not to the same degree. In New England, things are particularly acute. The region is heavily reliant on natural gas to produce electricity. It has limited pipeline capacity to, you know, import that fuel from other states where it's produced. And for that reason, it's reliant on actual imports of liquefied natural gas in the same way that Europe is reliant on imports of liquefied natural gas right now. So there's competition for that resource, and there's uncertainty as to how much is going to be available in the winter when, of course, you know, many people are burning natural gas to heat their homes and burning natural gas to create electricity. So for that reason, power prices have gone up very considerably in New England, and home heating costs are also going to go up this winter. And of course, like many other regions, New England has been trying to develop a number of renewable energy projects to diversify the sorts of power generators that it relies on. But a lot of those projects aren't operational yet, and natural gas is still very much the dominant fuel used to produce power.
So looking ahead, how bad are experts predicting electricity rates will rise this coming winter?
So they're not going to rise at the same rate uniformly across the board because every region has distinct challenges in this regard. But in general, experts expect that customers should expect to see at least some increase in the amount they're paying for electricity as well as natural gas this winter.
You know, are power companies doing anything to try to keep electricity rates in check?
Yeah, so there's a number of strategies they can deploy. Of course, in purchasing natural gas, a lot of them have different sorts of hedging strategies to attempt to manage the price volatility that we're seeing right now. There are some utilities that have some ability to store gas, which is helpful, but not all have that capability. And then some utilities are trying to switch between fuels depending on what's most economic at the time. If they have a unit that could run on both coal and natural gas, maybe they switch between the two. But in general, you know, we are seeing these commodity costs rise across the board. So the effect of that, unfortunately, is somewhat limited. And these costs are passed on to consumers. So utilities are trying their best, but they are limited at the end of the day when you have such massive price increases across every fuel type.
Yeah, well, speaking of the consumer, you know, for a lot of people in the U.S., the rising cost of basic necessities, things like food and gasoline and electricity, is tearing through their finances. So what are power companies doing to prepare people for this expected spike in electricity costs?
Communication is the number one thing. I think they're trying to give consumers a heads up of when they should expect to see these substantial increases in terms of how much they're paying for either electricity or natural gas for home heating purposes. They also have long lists of measures that customers can take to try to improve the energy efficiency of their homes. Some of them have different programs in which you can enroll that will help manage your home energy usage through smart technology and other things. So there are measures that can help alleviate this to some extent. But 1 in 6 households are already behind on utility bills in the United States. That's tracked through an organization that tries to, you know, help and advocate for consumers who have fallen behind in this way. So it's already a substantial source of pain for a number of consumers, and it's really unclear when this burden will lift.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt. Catherine, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Join the Wall Street Journal for Tech Live at the Montage Laguna Beach October 24th through the 26th. You'll connect with an invitation-only group of peers at expert-led masterclasses, innovative culinary experiences, and much more. It's all happening at our most exclusive technology event of the year. Welcome back to The Real Deal. Learn more at wsj.com/techlivepod.